welcome to the fabled city of Agrabah. Though I come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam, where it's flat and immense and the heat is intense. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
When the wind's from the east
and the sun's from the west
and the sand in the glass is right,
come on down,
stop on by,
hop a carpet and fly
to another Arabian night.
And welcome to, I guess, Aladdin Jr. It is coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Burlington's Players Workshop. Musical director is Scott Teeter. We have one of the stars, Lauren Allen, is joining us. Lauren is playing Omar, one of Aladdin's friends. It's Aladdin Jr., not so it's Aladdin Jr. Okay, Aladdin Jr. versus Aladdin. How does this work into the Aladdin, I guess, a scenario, so to speak, Scott?
Well, Steve, generally the junior in a production means that it's a shortened production, so there's elements, songs, and elements of the plot that are omitted to make it a shorter, ideally 1 hour production.
Oh, it's not just for, supposedly, it's not like the son of Aladdin or something.
Right, no, it's not Aladdin Jr.'s, you know, spawn or anything.
Okay. No, that's what I just needed to know. And it is a show, you've been working on it since May, is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And Lauren, have you done some theater before you came?
Yeah, I did a few productions downtown, not specifically with Players Workshop, but I have done some for my school and some for like another theater downtown.
Okay, you go to West Burlington, I'm going to guess. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. I can tell by the T-shirt that she's got on. How big of a cast, Scott, in this?
There's 19.
19
youth.
All right.
Four schools represented.
All right. Give me just a thumbnail sketch of the plot line on this. I've seen the movie Aladdin, so is it the same basically?
Well, yes and no. There's the stage version has elements that the cartoon and the live action movie doesn't have. Including Lauren's character, that Aladdin's friends are not in either of the movies. So there are elements that are different to the stage version.
Yeah. Okay. And again, so it's it'll be elements different, but it's basically a lot of the same thematics is basically what
that's
you're talking
correct.
About. And music, how much, the music, well, let's put it this way. A musical usually the songs set up all of the words set up the songs and the songs set up the music, right?
That's correct.
And again, so you're on stage on Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, right?
That's right, mm-hmm. And dress rehearsal Wednesday night.
Okay, it's all at the door, isn't it?
That's
is
right.
that right? Tickets
mm-hmm.
at the door. What are the tickets?
I've
got them probably right here.
I think
if you look at
yeah.
Again, it is $10 for adults, $5 for children, students
right.
through high school. Box office opens 5:30 for the evening shows and 12:30 for the matinee. The matinee is on at 2 o'clock, is that right?
2 o'clock.
Okay.
That's correct.
And again, with this show... And you're doing. There is no restrictions in terms of audience size.
Nope.
Is there?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
And again, 19. And you've been so, Lauren. Let's put it this way: What does Omar do in the show?
Omar is one of Aladdin's friends, just another one of like the thieves in like Agrabah. And Omar is paired up with Kasim and Babcock. And they're kind of just like supporting characters for Aladdin, because in like the movies and like the live action and the cartoon, you have a Boo, like Aladdin's monkey, but we can't like hire and train a monkey for this. So they kind of just split and put three friends out there, and I'm one of them. And
how many songs do you get to sing?
Oh, let
any
me
idea?
Count. Hold on. There's a few that I'm designated, like these are the ones that I'm supposed to sing. There's definitely a few. There's one where all the four friends sing. Babcock, Omar, Aladdin, Kasim. There's one called High Adventure, which is one of my personal favorites. I really like that one. And there's other ones where I'm just kind of background, like, helping the other people sing, like in the Genie song, Friend Like Me.
Okay.
And in just the other ones, like Arabian Nights and the finale and stuff like that. But, yeah, there's a few where I'm, like, you're, like,
have to. So if you liked Aladdin the stage show, or and you liked Aladdin the movie, and you liked Aladdin the cartoon, you're going to love Aladdin Jr. Is that a safe bet? Okay. It's going to have a lot of all of the elements will be mixed together, but that's kind of great. So, and again, it's happening again. This and the youth theater, or the young, what do you? I think they call it youth theater.
Young actors production.
Young actors production. Mm-hmm. And this has been something that we used to do a long time ago, but now that it's come back in full force, it's really a big. This is where yes, because if you get involved when you're young. You tend to stay involved until you move away, or maybe you don't move away.
It's addicting. It is addicting. I've always loved theater.
This is our third youth production there at the theater since our kind of youth revival of the program. So the first one was 2018 with our Dragons Reel. Then we did 2019 with Girls Only.
Okay.
We've had two summers off, and now we're back, and we're with this great musical with a fantastic cast.
All right. And Scott Teeter is also, we'll let him know a little, I guess, peek ahead. Mamma Mia is coming to to the Players. this is the adult theater, the full show, and you'll be the musical director for that too.
Right, and Mamma Mia opens our the 90th season, of course, this upcoming season. So it's going to be a great show. Cast of all ages, anyone can audition for that. We need, of course, people of all ages in the Greek chorus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, well, it's happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. $10 adults, $5 for students, all tickets sold at the door. And again, the evening shows will be at 7, and the Sunday show is at 2. So come on down to the Players Workshop for Aladdin Jr. And to Lauren and to Scott, have a great show and break a leg, okay?
Thank you.